MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Federal judge siding with federal officials last week, saying that a federal agency cannot be held liable in the shooting death of a New Mexico State police officer. Judge dismissed a lawsuit last Wednesday filed by the widow of Darian Jarrett, who was killed by Omar Cueva on February 4th, 2021, along Interstate 10 near Deming during a traffic stop. Las Cruces police killed Cueva after a second shootout on the freeway near Las Cruces. After the incident, Jarrett's widow, Gabriella Jarrett, filed lawsuits against New Mexico State Police in state court and Homeland Security investigations in federal court, alleging the agencies were partly responsible for Jarrett's death. The lawsuit said that officials failed to adequately inform Jarrett about Cueva, even though they had a reason to believe he was willing to kill police officers. Eddy County ending this year's fiscal year with $73 million surplus of oil and gas tax collections. As county commissioners closing the financial books during a special meeting July 26th. County collecting $6.8 million in oil and gas tax revenue in the month of June. The final month of this year's fiscal years in Eddy County start July 1st and June 30th. Eddy County Manager Roberta Gonzalez said June oil and gas tax collections based on business activities conducted in March. Oppenheimer recently dramatized in cinema what many New Mexicans see as a tragedy rippling through generations, and one the federal government this week took a step to address. The movie released nationwide on July 21st acts out the first atomic bomb test in the U.S. held back in 1945 at the Trinity site in central New Mexico, an event that left people living nearby struggling with the impacts of radiation for decades since. And as moviegoers enjoyed the more than three-hour epic, New Mexico's downwinders continued to fight to be compensated by the federal government for what they call generations of suffering caused by the events depicted on screen. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.